Tuesday, April 20th, David Lilienthal followed Kennan into the witness chair. Kennan had emerged unscathed, but Rob had prepared a trap for the new witness. The previous day, Lilienthal had received permission to review his own AEC papers in order to refresh his memory. But as Rob began his cross-examination, it soon became clear that Rob had some documents in hand that had been kept from Lilienthal. After leading him on to recount his memory of Oppenheimer's 1947 security review, Rob suddenly produced memorandums that made it clear that Lilienthal had himself recommended the establishment of an evaluation board of distinguished jurists to make a thorough review of Oppenheimer's case. Rob, in other words, you recommended in 1947 that the exact step which is now being taken be taken then? Flustered and angry, Lilienthal foolishly admitted that had been the case, when, in fact, he had suggested something quite different from the Star Chamber proceeding that was now underway. As Rob pressed him relentlessly, Lilienthal at one point protested that a simple way to secure the truth and accuracy would have been to have given me these files yesterday, when I asked for them, so that when I came here, I could be the best possible witness and disclose as accurately as possible what went on at that time. Garrison interrupted at this point to complain once again that the surprise production of documents is not the shortest way to arrive at the truth. It seems to me more like a criminal trial than it does like an inquiry, and I just regret that it has to be done here. And once again, Chairman Gray brushed aside Garrison's protest. And once again, Garrison fell silent. At the end of this very long day, Lilienthal went home and noted in his diary that he had difficulty sleeping. So steamed up was I over the entrapment tactics, and sadness and nausea at the whole spectacle.